Erica Tucklewax is the chair at CARE Chicago. Erica, welcome to the program. Thanks for pivoting with us a little earlier this evening.
Hi, John. That's fine. Let's go.
Let's learn all about CARE Chicago. So what is it all about?
So CARE is a fully volunteer organization. We go into high schools and, quite frankly, a lot of colleges and community groups as well, and talk to young people about various different topics of financial literacy. We've been around for 20 years. We were started by the bankruptcy community. The idea was to give young people the tools to use credit wisely and avoid bankruptcy. But at this point, our speakers are bankruptcy lawyers and also finance professionals. We talk to about 4,000 to 5,000 young people during any school year. The subjects we cover are credit, credit cards, credit scoring, student loans, budgeting and savings. And this year, for the very first time, we are going to be giving out $1,000 scholarships to 5 high school juniors and seniors.
Wow.
To use towards either college or vocational school.
Not going into credit card debt with that $1,000. You'll be using that for good reasons. I'm curious.
That's,
do you, is this like assembly based? Is this in the classrooms? Is this just a one-time visit you do to these schools? Or is this like a curriculum? How does it work?
So the way it works is a teacher, a guidance counselor, someone who runs a community group will request a presentation from us. It's generally, it's a one-off type situation. So we will be asked to come in to a classroom and talk to the students that day, say, about credit cards. You know, we might get asked to come back to that same classroom several times to talk about student loans, to talk about budgeting and savings. But each presentation kind of stands on its own. And, you know, we have certain ideas that we try to get across to students, no matter what the topic is. For example, we want students to hear from us that they need to advocate for themselves. So let's say a student gets a financial aid award letter, and they hear from 3 or 4 different colleges, and the school that they really want to go to is not giving them as much money as they need. We encourage students to think about picking up the phone, calling the financial aid office, you know, making a pitch for themselves. And the same thing in a credit situation. You have a bill you can't pay because you've lost your job, or you haven't been able to work because you're ill. Pick up the phone, call the creditor, explain the situation. So self-advocacy is sort of one of the values that we try to teach in addition to the substantive curriculum.
I love what you guys are doing, and I appreciate organizations that see a need, roll up their sleeves, and just do it. I do wonder if when you're chatting with young folks, you wonder why there aren't classes already built in. And some schools obviously have some sort of financial literacy, but maybe more hands-on, yes, realistic looks at credit or compounding interest. We talk about it a lot on the show. Do you often walk into some of these schools and wonder, man, we need to be guiding more resources to teaching these kids this sort of stuff every single day?
Well, there are requirements for some financial education. The problem is that schools don't always have the resources to provide it.
Right.
So Illinois, and there are many, this is actually becoming a trend across the country. Many states are starting to require some kind of a consumer ed or financial literacy class as a requirement of graduation or just as a requirement. And there is a requirement in Illinois, but it's fuzzy enough that many schools either don't comply with it or are unable to comply with it. I will say we do sometimes get called in by a consumer ed teacher, because that teacher, we bring a different perspective. So even though we can come in and teach some very basic concepts, we also bring to the classroom real life experiences and scenarios. I worked as a bankruptcy lawyer. I talk about some of the situations that I saw in bankruptcy court. Some of our younger volunteers will talk about their own struggles with student loans. Some of our volunteers talk about, even very successful people can come in and say, hey, you know, I got myself into trouble with credit when I, you know, right after I first graduated from college, and here's my story. So we can add a little bit of depth and interest to what can be a very dry subject matter. So sometimes even a consumer ed teacher will ask us to come in and give a little life to the subject matter.
I love that, and like personal, real examples that you guys have encountered. Chatting with Erica Wax, chair at CARE Chicago, here for about one more minute. CareChicago.org, by the way, if you want to volunteer or look at what they're all doing. In this last minute, Erica, I just wanted to ask, are students receptive to this?
So I would say that it's always a little bit of a mixed bag. You walk into a classroom, there will always be kids who are interested. There will always be a couple of sleepers.
Right.
Many of the kids fall somewhere in the middle, and we make it our mission to get students' attention and to keep it. And we have many techniques that we use to do that. We'll use skits, or there's a game that you play with your cell phone called Kahoot. All the kids know about it because teachers use it. So we try to find different techniques to get and keep students' interest.
That's great. Well, you guys do great work, and I'd love to have you on again and not make you rush to go get water to do so. You did a great job pivoting with us. We appreciate it. CareChicago.org to learn more. Chat again soon, Erica, okay?
Thank you.